add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 302, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 1 hour down, two more to go to the warm-up show at 5 o'clock. And you heard Mendoza there in the post-game sound. And he's right. Listen, Jeff McNeil is driving the baseball. And if you watch Jeff McNeil at the start of this year, like, that's... I mean, to me, the story of this game for the Mets, besides the Yankee ineptitude, is Jeff McNeil continuing to drive the baseball on a great at-bat against Tonkin for the two-run home run that was clearly the difference in the game, and then the bullpen and their ability to get out of jams. Nunez overcoming the mistake at first base, and then obviously closing it with Diekman and going after Aaron Judge for the first time all night after walking Soto and being able to get him looking with a fastball. But, you know, McNeil, who I talked a lot about last night, I mean, I still don't know how I feel about him. I mean, we've seen a lot of bad baseball from him. And it's like we had a discussion about him and Gleyber Torres, and it was funny that they both hit home runs in this game. But him driving the baseball like this is, you know, different from McNeil on some level. He had the single down the line at third base, like the little bloop single, little dribbler single down the third baseline. That's more his speed of getting base hits. And to see him really impacting the baseball like this, it's a different dynamic for this club. And, you know, considering Iglesias, who didn't play in this game, has kind of overtaken the second base job, the question with McNeil a little bit is, you know, with a lot of teams looking for a lot of different pieces, would you still be willing to sell Jeff McNeil, who, you know, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, right before the All-Star break, I think every Met fan under the sun would have been willing to move on from Jeff McNeil. And now that his value is up, I'm more open to trade him now than I was before the All-Star break, because at least now I have value. But I don't want to do that either. I don't want to trade anybody. I want to keep what I have, and I want to add to it. I know there are a lot of Met fans who would probably still move on from him, but right now, I mean, I want to see where this goes. We've seen long stretches from guys. Nimmo got hot for what, a month? I mean, Lindor's still hot. I would love to see this guy continue this. And that was an enormous at-bat in this game. And there was a bunch of them. You know, the Yankees did have, you know, their bullpen came through besides Tonkin, too. Weaver got a couple of big strikeouts with a runner at third base. And then, obviously, Clay Holmes gives up a little ground ball, which, again, I guess that's Clay Holmes' fault. Clay Holmes should have struck him out. So what? It was a little light-hitting ground ball that LeMahieu turned into a double. I mean, listen, that's what happens when you let the ball be put in play. You got to strike out everybody. Otherwise, you can't expect any good results. I mean, he allowed the ball to be put in play. Shame on him. Shame on him. It's his fault that that happened. And then he picked off Bader. So, I mean, the Mets made a lot of mistakes in this game and opened the door for the New York Yankees. I mean, McNeil doesn't score from second base on a ball that's off the wall. Nunez drops the ball at first base to lead off the inning with Grisham. Bader in the ninth inning gets picked off trying to steal third. A lot of different things happened in this game. But they did enough. They pitched well in the bullpen. They avoided they were able to get Soto out at different times, and they avoided Aaron Judge. And that's what, for the Yankees, I mean, that's the real talking point. We could talk about all the different things. JD Davis has a role in this, clearly, as he was hitting cleanup. But the problem is, how does this Yankee team get to a point where you can't just pitch around Judge? And look, I don't know if they're, you know, Stan's an imposing figure, no doubt. But Judge is so good. I mean, that's where we've gotten with Judge. He's so good. That it almost, I mean, you'd really have to have, in a big spot, like the intentional walk, Soto gets a double. Or Soto's they're standing on second base. Why would you with a guy on second base, why would you ever, and first base open, why would you ever, I don't care who the hitter is behind Judge, why would you ever? Why would you ever pitch to him? Even with Stanton. Even with whoever they're going to get at the trade deadline, whether it be Rengifo, whether it be whoever they're going to get, maybe Jonathan India, whoever they're going to get. And mainly the answer would be Stanton and Dominguez for that spot in the lineup. I mean, you're still going to walk Judge. Now, this was extreme, and they walked him four times, and it's a major problem. The lineup just isn't good enough right now. That's just the main crux of it. The lineup is not good enough. And we could argue about who hits where, and we'll see what the lineup is tomorrow, later today, with Cole on the mound. I mean, Wells has got to play, and I want to see Cabrera out there instead of LeMahieu, too. I think we've seen enough. I know DJ hit a home run the other day. They're trying to see it. He got a base hit in this game, too. But I just... He got a 3-1 fastball in this game and just pounds it into the ground. Even when his good swings, he pounds it into the ground. It's just impossible to watch. And Cabrera's been better. I'd rather see Cabrera out there, and Wells has to play, and Rice has to be in there. I mean, that lineup yesterday was atrocious, but the roster is right now. I mean, that's my only point with it. I'm as frustrated as anybody, and I hated the lineup too. But when we scream, all they have is two good hitters. All they have is two good hitters. All they have is two good hitters. I mean, we can say it, and then we get mad when they don't put the bad hitters where we want the bad hitters. Like, it's just what it is. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Just looking at the game tonight as a Mets fan.
Yes.
A couple quick points. I think Mendoza's shown something I've shown all year. First of all, he's got guts, and he's got a feel for the game. And I know a lot of Mets fans are killing him early in the year with some of the bullpen moves, but leaving in and out the pitch to Judge. And they asked him after the game, like, well, why did you pitch to him this time when you walked him the other four times? And he kind of laughed and said, I don't know. He said, well, you know, he just liked the way Degman was throwing in those at-bats against Grisham and Soto, even though he walked Soto. He liked the way the ball was coming out of his hand. He was throwing hard. And he decided to go for it.
I'll be totally honest with you. I'm sure he didn't want to put the winning run in second. He didn't want to put the tying run at second base. It's that simple. I understand the way he saw the ball coming out of his hand. Right? He didn't want to walk. He said, you know what? He's probably not expecting a fastball. If you get ahead, pitch to him, and that's what happened. If he missed with that first pitch, I don't think they would have continued to attack him. But and you attack just early on, just because you want to make sure you don't put the tying run at second base. But I'm just saying, like, if Judge swings at that first pitch fastball and hits the ball 400 feet, what's our opinion of Mendoza today? We're having a different show, and everybody's killing Mendoza for throwing Judge a strike. So, but it worked out.
Yep. No, it worked out. And even like in the inning where a lot of Mets fans are questioning, why didn't he put up Alvarez with Torrance? Alvarez has looked really big. He's been flailing lately. He was like 0-for-5 in the last game against Miami. I think. And then, you know, so I think all in all, you know, the guy Maton came in, gave you a big inning. He could be a useful piece. I think if you're a Mets fan, you got to take this. You got to run down the road with this win.
Oh, this is of course. No, Tommy, this is a great day, man. This is a great Met day. You've taken three of the first four. You just went into Yankee Stadium and embarrassed the Yankees in many ways. Now, the Yankees really embarrassed themselves, but you did enough to help. Jeff McNeil beats him with a homer. Quintana shuts down the lineup. They walk Judge and question everything about this Yankee team. Like, they've done, that was a, and the first two games at Citi Field were a real, like, turning point for the disaster that has been the last month for the New York Yankees. The Mets, honestly, besides, you know, maybe the Red Sox, because it kind of started there. And I would say the Orioles, but the Yankees won the last series they played against the Orioles. Besides the Red Sox, I mean, right now, the Mets have been as important a figure in the Yankees' demise over the last month and a half as anyone. Well, I mean, just whether it's the first couple innings of the first two games at Citi Field where the Yankees couldn't get the run across, the embarrassment of what they did against left-handed pitching, the Mets beating them up in those two games, it spiraled out of control at that point, kind of. And other than the Red Sox, who've kind of taken it to them, and who they play next, the Mets are a key figure in this Yankee disaster. So, I mean, if you want to get into the little brother angle of it, as opposed to just being, you know, a Met fan concerned about themselves, you have really done a number for the fans' anger. You have done a number for the in the standings for the Yankees, some of the embarrassment for the Yankees, some of, you know, watching now Judge be walked four times, reinforcing the issue that they have and maybe creating some sort of blueprint, although I don't know. I don't think it took the Mets to tell the rest of the league that J.D. Davis sucks and that that Aaron Judge is great. But, I mean, it's just it was an embarrassing night. And then just not only that, you had some answers. You had the bullpen did pitch well besides Ottavino. Quintana had a decent, had a pretty good start. And you came through with, like, even though you didn't get a ton of hits and a ton of runs, you had a ton of guys on base. Vientos hit the ball hard a couple of times. Taylor hit the ball hard. Obviously, the night that McNeil had, Alonso had multiple hits. You know, Lindor got a double down the line. Everybody contributed up and down the lineup. Even though you only scored three runs. David in Brooklyn, what's up, Dave?
Hi, how are you? I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. What's up?
My question is, we have this team, we started off hot. We got Juan Soto, and everything was just cruising in the beginning. How in the world were the Yankees so confident that this is going to be their answer? They have so many holes in so many different places. You're just looking at the lineup today.
Yeah.
They're playing the Mets. It's the Subway Series.
Yeah.
It's about bragging for New York, right?
Yeah,
it's about making a statement.
Yeah.
Why in the world is J.D. Davis hitting cleanup, Jamai Jones, whose batting average is like 211.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on? Well, they just always, there's so many people.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a couple. One, first of all, while I don't believe that they don't care about the games, the Yankees are not the slightest bit interested in bragging rights of the city. They don't give a damn. That's number one. The Yankees, the organization has, they don't care. The Red Sox are coming up next. Which series is more important to the New York Yankees?
It's obviously the Red Sox.
So that's your first question about that. They don't care. The Subway Series, even Derek Jeter said it. We like to quote Derek Jeter lately and his intensity. Derek Jeter in his that big, you know, 8-part documentary said, we looked at the Mets as, hey, they were just the Mets. I think that's how the Yankees look at the Mets. I don't think there's any sort of added, oh, we better play well against the Mets. Oh, and maybe when Steinbrenner was around on some level, when George was around, and Ted Lilly had a bad start to get the Mets and then got traded. But I don't think they care one bit about bragging rights or anything else. This is just another series. The Red Sox are coming up. That series is far more important. Now,
right, 100%. Now, 100%. Now, that wasn't about the bragging.
Right.
It's just frustrating. What's Boone thinking? Who makes the lineup?
Well, no, Boone makes the lineup. Listen, he might get suggestions, but Boone makes the lineup, and I'll tell you why. You said Jones is hitting 211. He is. He's hitting 350 against left-handed pitching. You can think it's ridiculous. You can say whatever you want. He's got no one in that lineup who's got good numbers against left-handed pitching. Jones is hitting 350. And the last game he started was against a left-handed pitcher for Baltimore, and he had good at-bats the entire game, including an RBI base hit that helped add to the lead in the game against Baltimore, in a game they won the first game of the series. So when he looks at a lineup that's been struggling for a month and a half, and particularly against left-handed pitching, and he sees a guy who's been hitting 350, has a little bit of speed, well, who else? I'm not playing Ben Rice tonight. Who's my leadoff hitter? He hasn't had a leadoff hitter in a month. So that's why Jones is playing, and that's why Jones was leadoff. There's number one. Number two, why is J.D. Davis playing? Because, again, J.D. Davis was brought here and traded for because he hits left-handed pitching throughout his career. He hasn't been good this year. He hasn't played in forever. And I can't tell you why they decided to hit him cleanup. I think it's – I can't understand it. But why he played first base – Ben Rice is 4 for his last 44. Ben Rice is 4 for his last 44. And so against the left-handed pitcher, they have him on the roster. He's there. They decided to give him a day. And I don't think it's the craziest thing. Hitting him 4th is the problem I have a problem with. I have a problem.
I have just one more question.
Yeah.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Do you think that this team is completely broken? That this team is broken, and there's so many holes. You have the bullpen, you have the starting rotation, and obviously you have a lineup.
Yeah.
Or do you think bringing in two key pieces is going to change everything? We'll definitely build momentum, and we'll win more games.
But I think
to secure Soto and win a World Series.
Well, I think it's more. I think Okay, you got Secure Soto. What else you got?
And win a World Series.
Yeah.
And I feel like going into the season, it was all or nothing. We're playing for all or nothing.
It's still that.
It's still that.
Yes.
What's the play here?
The play is they're getting Stanton and Dominguez back, as well as making trades. So you got Stanton and Dominguez.
But he's going to get injured again. Stanton is getting injured again.
You don't know that. He got injured. He didn't.
He's doing it his whole career.
Last year he got injured once, came back, didn't get injured again.
Then he goes on a cold streak, and then he gets
I understand that, but he was good to start the year. He was very good for them. You got to hope he comes back and does that. You want to say he can't? You want to say you know for a fact he's not going to? All right.
No.
Well, I mean, then I guess. But that's what I'm telling you. Dominguez is here. He's going to start playing games. Hopefully he's 2 weeks away or so. So you got Dominguez and Stanton coming back to the lineup. You got John Birdie coming back to be a bench player, which is far better than what they have. The guy who hit 300 for the Marlins last year. And then you're going to have to go out and make trades. They're going to have to get at least one infielder. You also got Hamilton and Efros coming back. If you get a starting pitcher for the bullpen, you could put some pieces from the rotation into the bullpen, or they're going to go out and get bullpen help at the deadline. In 2022, the last time they were in this kind of spot where they were in playoff contention, they went out and made four trades. Now, again, they weren't good. Montas was hurt. What's his name? The outfielder. Well, for some reason, his name is escaping me at the moment. Is now with the White Sox, and they traded from Kansas City. I can't remember his name. Played for the Red Sox all those years. Anyway, he got hurt right before before the playoffs with a hand injury. Like, the trade deadline was bad, and I'm not telling you. We'll see. The trade deadline might be bad again. Cashman might make a terrible trade deadline, but they're going to make moves. They made four then. They'll make as many as four or five here because they believe in this team. They have no choice. They're the current wild card leader. They're 17 games over 500. And when I look around the American League, tell me who they can't beat. Baltimore just lost to Miami and has had every opportunity. The Yankees have been terrible for a month and a half, and Baltimore's up a game and a half. Why hasn't Baltimore pulled away? Baltimore, Cleveland, who I was told all year, when every time I mentioned Cleveland, the Yankees beat Cleveland, I was laughed at. No one cares about the Central. So who are the teams that the Yankees can't beat? Who's the great team in the American League the Yankees can't get by?
I just feel like once we get to the Astros in the offseason, we're just running it back.
Well, I mean, I guess. Well, the Astros haven't been the same team. They've been bad all year. Now they've gotten hot here. They've retaken a division that they're leading with, what, four or five games over 500? It's not like they're the 103-win Astros team they were 2 years ago when the Yankees lost to them. Like, it's not the same. They haven't been that same team. And I'm just trying to tell you, they got two guys coming back, and they got the trade deadline. I'm not going to tell you, don't worry. Don't worry. Stan's going to come back and mash. Dominguez is going to come back and be the same player he was for the 3 weeks he was here at the end of last year. Every trade they're going to make is going to be great, successful. Whoever comes here is going to be great. I have no idea. All of that might be the opposite. Stanton might come back and really struggle, which he has a tendency to do, to your point, when he first comes back from the IL. Dominguez might be nothing like the superhero that came up at the end of last year. Every trade Brian Cashman makes might be a failure, and this thing is destined for another disaster. All that might be on the docket. What I'm telling you is Jones and J.D. Davis are not going to continue to be a part of this option for the New York Yankees. They're going to have better options. They're going out there to improve this team. The team we saw last night will not be the team we see in August, September, and October. That's all I'm saying. We have to see what that team's going to be. Until then, this is what I'll say. It's going to be a different team. They're still 17 games over 500 in the first wild card position. They're a game and a half out of first place, trailing a Baltimore Orioles team that hasn't been able to make any ground while the Yankees have been the worst team in baseball. And when I look around the American League, I don't think anybody scares me. So that's the entire encompassing thing. And that's why they have to go out and make those trades. They have to go out and bolster this team. It might be a failure. It might help. This same group without the trades were the first team in Major League Baseball to 50 wins. And just saying that makes me a shill. Just stating that fact makes me some sort of Yankee apologist and Yankee shill. Just stating the fact that the first 2.5 months, this same group that exists right now, minus Stanton, was good enough to be the first team in Major League Baseball to 50 wins and still have the most runs scored in baseball and the best run differential in the American League. Those things are still true, despite being the worst team besides the White Sox for a month and a half. Somewhere along the line, this group played really good baseball. The hope is the guys come back, you add to it at the deadline, and you at least get closer to that group that was there for the first 2.5 months. There's a lot of ifs in there. Totally true. Is it out of the question? Is it completely implausible? I will tell you no. I'm sure many of you feel different. Let's get back to the call. Glenn in Long Branch. What's up, Glenn?
So, C-Mac.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, man. Like, I worked tonight, so I didn't get to see any of the game. But, you know, it's just the hitting is what drives me nuts. Like, the Yankees pitching gave up 3 runs.
Yes.
I mean, you should be able to win games if your pitching gives up 3 runs. Like, so I think, you know, everybody's always going after this kid from Detroit. Listen, he's on my fantasy baseball team. The guy's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think the Yankees' focus needs to be bats. Every playoff series in the past few years, the Yankees can't hit. The pitching has never been the problem. It's the hitting.
You're 100% accurate on everything you just said.
You're going to give up the farm for this kid from Detroit, and you're still not going to solve the issues of exactly what you said of a Jones and J.D. Davis in the lineup. When they're hitting fourth in your batting order, there's a problem.
No doubt. I'm with you. I've said it. I know you were working, you might not have been able to see the game or hear the show. I don't want to trade Spencer Jones for anything other than an offensive player. You can package it with a reliever or something along those lines. Like if you get, like, Fliegelman was telling me a caller suggested this to him on the show he hosted the last weekend, where if you get Tanner Scott and Jazz Chisholm from Miami for Spencer Jones, okay, now you've got a reliever and you got an offensive piece. It's not a great, great offensive piece, but it's certainly an upgrade. I'm open to that kind of move where you get two, but what I would love two for one, or you get, one of these guys. That's what I'm looking to do. But I gotta use Jones to get offense. I can't just. I sort of agree with you. Listen, I would love a top end of the rotation guy, but you're right. Whenever they lose, it's because they don't score runs.
And here's the thing, too. It's like, let's be honest. You know, Jones is the second coming apparently of Judge.
Yeah.
We don't know that. The Yankees prospects have been complete trash outside of Judge. Like, if these guys have high trade value and get established guys for them, I'm all for it. Like, honestly, I'm all for it.
I think you have no choice this year. I think you have absolutely no choice. I can't not trade them. You have to trade them. This year is too important. To your point, like, do I believe in Spencer Jones? Yeah, sure. I do. I think he's going to be good. I like him. We saw him in spring training, hit well. He's got all the tools. He's a left-handed hitting 6-7 Aaron Judge. I think he's going to be really good, but I don't know that. And to your point, guys have come up here and even hit, like, I've talked the Baby Bombers. They all came up here and were successful out the gate and then failed. You know, Sanchez, 2-time All-Star, best power-hitting catcher in the sport, eventually failed. Greg Bird was going to be the best hitter of all of them. Hitting, game-winning home runs off of Andrew Miller in the ALDS against Cleveland, eventually failed. Gleyber Torres, 38 home runs in 2019, going to be the next great young player in baseball, has regressed. Andujar, all of them, came up here, played well. Andujar led the team in doubles, was an RBI machine his rookie season, fell apart, injury and other reasons. So, I'm with you. You already have Volpe. You're going to have Dominguez. You could probably have Wells is probably going to be your catcher. That's enough. Go out there and trade Spencer Jones for something. I'm 100% with you. Peter and Lawrence, what's up, Pete?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Well, you are correct. The batter who the Yankees had was named Benintendi.
Benintendi, yeah. I don't know why it escaped my mind. But yes, Andrew Benintendi. Yeah, which I don't mind. He's been terrible since he's been a White Sox, but he was decent. He had a great year with the Royals. They traded for him in 22. He was playing fairly. He got off to a really slow start with the Yankees, but then was starting to turn it on and got hurt. So
yes, and like In the words of my brother, it ain't over till it's over, and today is his birthday. JR turned 73.
Oh, happy birthday, JR.
And I knew it was going to happen when good pitching defeats bad hitting or good hitting. It happens.
Yeah, I know.
You're only a game and a half out.
Yes, I agree with
that. Do not give up.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, listen, I don't understand. I don't understand the give up mentality from so many Yankee fans. It drives me absolutely crazy. Like, you know, it's funny because Brett in Long Island and other, you know, guys have called me, mainly him, but they're like, oh, you're so down on the Giants. You give up on the Giants. I'm down on the Giants right now. I'm not giving up on the Giants yet. And I didn't give up on the Giants 2 years ago when they were in a playoff position. I gave up on the Giants last year when they were dreadful. I've given up on the Giants every year when the season's over. Yankee fans, I'm pissed too. The season is not over. Snap out of it. To quote the great BT, quit walking around like a bunch of losers. They're the first wild card team. They're a game and a half out of the division. They lost to the Mets last night. It's embarrassing. J.D. Davis is the cleanup hitter. It's embarrassing. I'm pissed, too. I'm really pissed. I'm not walking away from this team. I'm not giving up on them. I'm not saying, oh, you can't, don't trade Spencer Jones. It's not worth it. This team's broken. They can't win with this. They can't win with that. They can't win. They can't win. It has been too long. Bunch of crybabies. They're the first wild card in a system where it's never been more less important to be the wild card or the division winner. They've played terrible for a month and a half, and they're still in this position. Snap out of it. Grow up. It might end up in failure. And we don't know what the team's going to be. We're going to find out on August 1st. We'll find out what the team's going to be. Then we'll decide. EJ in East Meadow. What's up, EJ?
So basically, nobody should call you until August 10th next year. I guarantee you're not going to make a lot of money that way.
Who's going to? No, you can call me before August 10th. No, you can call me up. Let's talk about it.
I'm going to make sure to call you. So yesterday we got into the argument about I'm not even going to go Jeff McNeil and Gleyber Torres. Today I'm going to go shill, right?
Yes.
Shill is a person who acts as a decoy or auction, gambling house, confidence game, or promotes or praises something for personal gain. You're not a shill.
Thank you.
You're a Yankee. You're a Yankee apologist.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say at the same particular time, I'm pissed off. Oh my goodness gracious. And then crybaby over Yankee fans who literally can see that this team is not winning a World Series. So what, they get to the playoffs? That's not what we're talking about. If we were talking about the Mets, then it's about, hey, you know what? Great. They got into the playoffs when we didn't think.
But all you
That's
get
what
to,
you just said.
You get to the playoffs.
Why do I always have to recap everything you said? Your producer's on point. He can replay what you just said. The whole New York just heard what you just said.
What did I say?
Because
you don't know what you're talking about. You're saying What did I say? I'm not even sure what you're talking about. What did I say? When did I say it's okay to lose in the playoffs?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say you said it was okay to lose in the playoffs.
Okay.
You said that you were a shill. Because I don't want to be the Mike from Montclair to your non-Francesa.
Okay,
I do want to say to you real quick.
Yeah,
the whole point is you're not making any sense. If you're pissed off at what's happening, you see what's going on. You see and that's what every Yankee fan is calling up. This is ridiculous. They're looking at it they're not looking at, hey, great, yeah, we're 30 games over and we're going to make the playoffs and we'll see what happens then. And wake me up on August 10th. They're saying, hey, you know what? I spend $800, $900 a freaking month,
a game,
to go to the particular stadium. And you know what?
And they lost
you
that night?
You promised, not you, but you, the Yankees, promised that you guys would put and for, a championship team
and
together.
For two and a half, and for 2.5 months, they put the best team in the American League on the field, and they have
right.
they're 2 weeks away from trying to reshape
they,
that team
up, right?
and see
so
what it is.
Right.
They
right.
have they
Which
have
fine,
in a week
fine,
we're going to reshape the team and see what it is. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not actually even disagreeing with
well,
you.
Then
what
are
I'm
we talking?
Then is,
what are we disagreeing?
What do you mean? I'm trying to say that you're trying to pacify. You pacify this like at one end of the spectrum. This is all I'm trying to say. At one end of the spectrum, you're absolutely this is absolutely ridiculous. And then at the and then right in the same sentence, sometimes you literally say how. What are you guys complaining about?
I never said what are you
going to be excused. Okay. They're good. They're going to make the playoffs. They're 30 games over 500.
Even the people who are against, even like saying they're going to make the playoffs. I was just watching, you know, JJ kill the Yankees on SNY and then say, well, listen, we all understand they're going to make the playoffs. That you can say both. Right now,
no,
they're,
you can.
Right now, they're awful. Can I speak for a second?
Yeah. Sorry,
thank you.
Sorry.
They're awful right now, and I'm frustrated with how they are. But what I'm saying is too many Yankee fans have given up. There's a difference between being frustrated at what we see, how things are going, things need to change. We're a week away from them having the ability to change. Before we give up and say they can't win, when we see year after year teams like the Arizona Diamondbacks get to the World Series, and we see teams like the Texas Rangers lose 100 games, get to the World Series and now look to be sellers at the deadline this year. Like, all I'm saying is, let's see if we can recapture some of what we had a month ago, and then see what they add at the deadline and see what the team is going to be in August before we just go, oh my God, what we saw today is what we're going to see for the rest of the world, and that's it.
I understand, but you also start your show just like you started last night to cause me to call in about McNeil. You start your show with how horrible it is that they actually did it, and then, or, you know, that this is ridiculous and things have to change and so on and so forth.
Right.
And then you also, at the same particular time, say, hey, let's give them some time to figure it out. And we've given them enough time to figure it out. We've watched it for 4 months. At some point in time,
and for
they absolutely have to make...
Of course!
If you said August 10th... If
no,
you
it's
said
August,
August
1st.
Well,
it's
hey,
August
you know
1st.
What? Let's
it's
figure
August
it out
1st.
At the deadline in the beginning of the season. No problem. Then we're not having this.
But at the beginning of the season, they were the best team in baseball. You just said for 4 months.
I understand,
but
you're
four
arguing
months,
it now.
For
you're,
4 months.
You're making a point now where it's both okay. Listen, I'm not arguing
my God.
With you.
Stop saying, listen, just talk to the point you're trying to make.
I'm
because here's my
you.
Point.
You're
here's
literally
my point.
Arguing out of both points
no,
of your
I'm
mouth.
No, I'm saying I'm frustrated with what I'm seeing, but I'm not going to give up, and they have an opportunity to get better. They can
and what Yankee fan has called you up to say that they're giving up?
A ton of Yankee fans are calling me up saying it's over. This
no,
sucks.
No one,
they'll
no
never
one
win with Aaron Boone as a manager. They'll never win with Brian Cashman as a GM. This thing is over. They're cooked. Don't even trade guys. It's pointless. I've been getting it.
Sal? Give me a break. He's not even a Yankee fan.
No
one's called you up tonight and said that.
Not tonight. No, not tonight.
Well,
should I only, go
who
on calls tonight?
Up?
I'm talking about Yankees saying they have to make changes.
You're saying they have to make changes, and then you're literally saying, oh, you know what? Let's just give it a little more time.
I'm just waiting to see if you're done. You done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm talking about every Yankee fan I've come into encounter with on the phone, on social media, through Twitter. There are many Yankee fans who have given
Twitter.
Up on the team. Yeah, who? Yeah, Twitter. I'm sorry, I understand.
Yeah.
X, if you're unfamiliar with Twitter.
I'm very
this
familiar.
Is,
They're
this
all
is,
lo- they,
Well, I mean, listen,
go
so,
ahead.
Okay,
go
so,
ahead.
Okay, go so the fans who approached me on Twitter are losers. Only the ones who called me in the
no,
last
I
half
didn't
hour
say that.
Are worthy of discussing. Like, this is what I'm
no,
talking
but
about.
I'm,
like, I get your... Like, I don't... I can't go in circles with you anymore. It's tiresome radio. I'm frustrated with what's going on, and you mentioned that we've watched for 4 months. For 4 months, at the end of 4 months, the Yankees are the wild card team, 17 games over 500, and a game and a half out of the wild card. That's the culmination of 4 months. They've done it in 2.5 months of being the best team in baseball and a month and a half of being one of the worst. It's unique. It's different. It's jarring. It's bizarre. If they would have just went about this being, going, 2 games over 500, 4 games over 500, 6 games over 500, 10 games over 500, 12 games over 500, if they would have had a normal climb of just being an average baseball team to get to this point, we'd probably be a hell of a lot better. We'd feel a lot better about this team. They went about it in a really bizarre way. That's the same way that they've gone about it in 22 and other seasons, where they got off to this incredible start and now have been incredibly bad. It's unique. It's weird. All right? And there are a lot of Yankee fans who have given up, who say it's dead, who say it doesn't matter. I took calls tonight that says, Chris, do you really think it matters? What could they do at the deadline to help all these things? It's about guys coming back. Oh, Stan's going to come back and do what? Suck? That call happened tonight. And I'm talking about the fan I've gotten, talked to and social media. And I'm not making my whole point of the show. I'm saying some Yankee fans have given up. I'm trying to make a rally cry. Don't give up. It sucks right now, but I'm not ready to give up. That's an unfair point. That's talking out of both sides of my mouth. I don't understand how it's talking about both sides of my mouth. Yes, I'm frustrated. They suck. This lineup sucks. We got to see if they can get better. Verdugo was good for the first 2 months. He's been terrible since, and I mean god-awful since. I'm hoping he can get back to what he was. He's in the prime of his career on a walk here. I don't know if he's just dead. Gleyber Torres, I don't know if Gleyber Torres is just dead and will never be good again this year. Volpe needs to start hitting. But, I get call after call. They will never win with Aaron Boone. They will never win again with Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman's terrible to deadline. What do you think he's going to do? They're not even going to sell because they're afraid to trade their prospects. Like, these are the calls and the things I hear on social media and through the fans that I'm addressing. It is what it is. I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth when I say fans have gotten too... this is what I'm talking... And a Yankee apologist, fine, I'm a Yankee apologist. I'm apologizing when callers call me and tell me this is the worst thing we've ever seen. I can't watch it anymore. I'm not going to go to the ballpark. I'm boycotting until Aaron Boone is fired. And I go, well, I mean, they are 17 games over 500. Let's see what happens.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 3:45. McMonagle here with you. And I guess the other argument that caller made was about me saying, I don't know, about the playoffs. I mean, you got to get to the playoffs and then win, obviously. But you can't win without getting there. That's the thing right now. We're in the middle of the regular season. They have to get to the playoffs. Then they have to perform there. There is no way to guarantee playoff success in the regular season. There is no way. Right? We like to quote Derek Jeter. The best teams get there, the hottest teams win. There is no way. We've seen the Dodgers go in with the best record multiple times and lose in the first round to the likes of the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Atlanta Braves have lost the last 2 years when they were the best team in baseball and as well put together, and they were the envy of Major League Baseball. Just look at how they get their young, they trade for these guys and sign them the long-term contracts. Oh, nobody's better than the Braves. Acuna, blah. Like, there's no way to guarantee anything. The Rangers go in ice cold at the end of the season, can't beat the Angels, lose the division to the Astros at the end of the year. Bullpen's falling apart. They get hot, they win a World Series. And Seager went off. Judge needs to go off. Soto needs to go off. Now, they have to put guys in the lineup better than J.D. Davis behind him so that people will pitch to him, but even then, You have to perform in the postseason, but you have to get there. So when I say the playoffs, by no means am I saying that's the ultimate goal. It's part one. And honestly, I don't care. I want to win the division, clearly. If they make it in the wild card, then they make it in the wild card. We've seen wild card teams win a World Series, as they just did last year. They've got to get there. So when I hearken back to 22 and I go, oh, everyone points it out as what a miserable year. Yeah, ultimately. But they won 99 games and won a division. I'd sign for that right now, no? And then Judge has got to do better than doing zip zero in the playoffs. Otherwise, they won't win no matter how good they look. Or no matter who they get. Or how many games. Or however they turn it around. They can win 105 games, blow right past the Orioles, and cakewalk the last month of the season. If Judge doesn't hit in the postseason, they're not going to win. So by no means am I saying the Yankees' goal is to just make the playoffs and then I'll be happy. If they lose in the wild card series, Aaron Boone should not get another contract. If they lose in the wild card series, Brian Cashman should legitimately be probably let go. And it's time to move on. And which I did say this offseason, by the way, the Yankee apologist. That won't be good enough, but they have to get there first. Right now, they've been one of the worst teams in baseball for a month and a half. Yeah, I'm kind of just focused on making the playoffs right now. James in Long Island. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. I just have a couple of things. I'm listening to the show, obviously. And I think the Yankee fan panicking, and I'm a Mets fan for the record, but the Yankee fan panicking, I think, is because it's always World Series or bust.
Right.
And that, I just feel that thinking in this day and age of baseball really has to change. Because it's not every, you know, I understand the success, the 96 to 2001, the dynasty of the Yankees.
Yeah.
That was then. We're 25 years away from that.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thinking.
And we haven't seen a repeat champion since.
Right. And the key is that, you know, most franchises, they just want to make the playoffs. I think, you know, minus the Yankees, the Dodgers, most franchises, just making the playoffs is a success. You're saying Boone should be fired if they make the wild card lose in the wild card?
It wouldn't be fired. His contract's up. They do have a team option.
They wouldn't resign him, right?
I don't know. I mean, listen, it is about winning. He's had seven years. I mean, he's got to win. You can't. This was an all-in year. They got Juan Soto. I mean, you can't go lose in the first round of the playoffs when you're the New York Yankees with a $300 million payroll. Clearly.
Well, there you go.
You're the New York Yankees.
They're 1-30, and I understand the tradition and everything.
Well,
but
I think that's
why the Yankee fans panic, is because
no doubt
it's World Series.
Yeah.
And if you make the playoffs, it's a failure.
Right.
I think that kind of thinking ends,
yeah,
then you'll be able to enjoy the regular season.
Well,
and you'll be able to enjoy baseball again. Because and the other thing about making the playoffs, you make the playoffs, like you said, if you're red hot, you're going to go far in the playoffs. If you're a good team and good teams make the playoffs, you're going to pitch around Judge. You're going to pitch around Soto. So
the
matchups in the playoffs are different.
Yeah.
The matchups in the playoffs are different. And, you know, when you look at, like I look at when the Mets play the Brewers, the Mets can't beat the Brewers. The matchups against the Brewers, they don't match up well against them. I'm scared to play the Marlins when it counts.
I
know the Marlins come to play when they play the Mets.
I know. I understand. I think there's a vein of truth into what you're saying that I've been trying to tap into about the all or nothing. I think there are levels of success and failure. There are. I think it's silly to go World Series or failure. There are levels. But if they don't, you know, eventually, the manager of the New York Yankees has to win a World Series. I'm sorry. I hear what you're saying, but eventually he has to win. It's the nature of the beast. Eventually he has to win a World Series. He has to prove he can do it. And these players have to prove they can do it. And yeah, listen, do I think that to look back at 2022 as like this horrendous failure that we point to as bad as it could be? Oh my God, this is 22 all over again. I'm sick to my stomach. Yeah, I think that's a silly thought considering they won 99 games and won a division. and then played in the ALCS and one of the four final teams in baseball. I think to think of it as a season that makes you sick to your stomach, despite getting swept by the Astros, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a bit much, but it's certainly not a successful season. There is gray area where I think many Met Yankee fans are black and white. So I'm open to you on there, but you also can't just say, hey, the playoffs are such a crapshoot that all you have to do is get there and everybody's done a great job. Like, that's too far. You have to win. You have to win. And this would be enough. He's run the course of two full contracts. He's got to win. Now, if he makes it to the ALCS Game 7 or he loses in the World Series, like there's varying, you know, lines of it. If he gets to Game 7 of the ALCS and loses or has a really great ALCS series and they've lost all these guys and he still manages to get to, you know, Game 7 against the team that ends up winning the World Series, I don't know. I'm not saying I can't be convinced of keeping Aaron Boone or Cash. I'm not with you. I agree with you. It doesn't have to be World Series or they're all gone. But, I mean, if this team certainly flames out and doesn't make the playoffs, it's guaranteed. And if they lose in the first two rounds, if they're not playing in the ALCS, I think it's probably the end of Aaron Boone. And it should be. Sean in Woodbury. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I got a quick question. Yankees' main problem, what do you think? Is the bullpen, correct?
No, the main problem is the offense.
Okay. I have something for that, too.
Okay.
Why can't Cashman call up and just see what the Reds would be looking for Jonathan India at second base? You get rid of Torres. You got a proven second baseman. Not a big contract. It's not going to cost one of your top prospects.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think third base is more of the. I mean, I think they would put him at third base. Jonathan India is a name that's absolutely been brought up 100%. That's a name that I would be somewhat excited about bringing to the Yankees. It's the leadoff hitter right there. That's it. We've just solved the leadoff problem, and you know he's having a good year. He's had some down years over the last two. He had a great rookie year, not so much since this year. Been great. I'm more than happy to get Jonathan India. What's next?
And then for the bullpen, this is New York City, right? City's second chances.
Yeah.
Why don't you sign Trevor Bauer, league minimum? You put Heel in the bullpen. You got Clark Schmidt come back. You don't have to work him back to a full-time starter. You have him in the bullpen, and you got Ian Hamilton come back in bullpen. Three bullpen pieces, starter. There you go. That's top five. Best pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hear you. I don't know what to say to this conversation whenever it comes up. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Baltimore needs a starter worse than the Yankees do, and they're not going to do it. They're going to trade away top prospects for Skubal before they go and just give the league minimum for half a year to Bauer. It's not going to happen. He hasn't pitched all year in Major League Baseball. As much as you think he'll come in and be an ace right away, we have no idea. He hasn't pitched all year. I know he's been pitching in other leagues. He hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball. So I can't tell you what I know. Is he worth the league minimum? Is he worth what you can get him for? Of course, absolutely. Just talent-wise, no doubt. He is without question, the talent would be worth whatever it is that to cost to get him. I mean, that's no doubt. It doesn't mean he'll be an ace of your staff. It doesn't mean he'll be even a number two. Who knows what he would be? But whatever he would be, it would be worth the league minimum. But the problem is nobody's going to do it. And I understand the second chances, and eventually he probably will get one. But word around the league is that once he's on a team, more stuff's going to come out. They've done a thorough investigation. They're telling teams the penalty he got was so severe. And the thought is that it's not just this one woman where he's, you know, partially been exonerated. You know, he was not found, no criminal charges were brought against him. Even the libel case, he never had to pay a dollar. We get all that. There's some evidence that, you know, she was manipulating the situation. I get it. The thought is there's more than that, and nobody wants to touch him. And I don't know how much more time I can spend on it than that. And I know we're going to get calls on that. I know we're going to get that suggestion. And it's not just the Yankees, the Orioles, the Guardians, a bunch of teams need starting pitching. And he played for Cleveland. And it's not going to happen.